this morning from Luke 2 and verse 1. Merry Christmas, by the way. It is good to see you. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The Christmas story. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this story that we have in the Bible. This is the true meaning of Christmas, and this is the Christmas story that is given to us. We thank you for the greatest gift that was given to this world, and that is the gift of your Son. We thank you, Lord, that we can know you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and have a personal relationship with you. We thank you that this God who came to earth knows all about us. He knows how we feel. He knows exactly where we are. And we just thank you for that, that we have a Savior who knows us. We have a Savior who can identify with us in every area of life. This is the gift of Christmas, and we thank you for it. Father, I just thank you for everyone here today. I thank you for all the families represented here. And I pray that you would bless them. And I pray that you would bless them this Christmas and the coming of the new year. I pray that each one would have your very best. We just thank you for all the gifts that you give to us. But we thank you most of all for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus, our Savior, the proof of eternity.
Second Corinthians 9:15, I want to speak to you about God's gift of Christmas this morning. This is a verse that, it's a short verse, but there's a lot of meaning in it, and we'll talk about this verse this morning. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. There's one phrase that can really give us a summary of what Christmas is all about, and that is God came to earth. That's what the story of Christmas is, as far as the biblical account of the story of Christmas. There are basically four elements in the Christmas story. The first element of Christmas story, of course, is the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. It was a miraculous birth. It was a birth like no other birth. It was a physical birth, but as the Bible teaches us, it was a virgin birth. Another element of the Christmas story, of course, is the element of the angels making the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ to the shepherds. And the shepherds came, and of course, they came to the manger and they worshiped the babe. That's a part of it. Third element of the Christmas story is the fact that Mary, once Jesus was born, the Bible tells us that she placed Jesus in the manger. And then the fourth element of the Christmas story would be the visit of the wise man or the magi who came bearing gifts to Jesus Christ. We don't know how many there were. Tradition says there were three. We don't know. But we know the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There's a recent poll that's been conducted by the Pew Research Organization, and it's very interesting to see that survey that they did. The bottom line of the survey is simply this, that what has happened in America is that there's been a change of attitude about the Christmas story. Those four elements of the Christmas story that I shared with you, today in America, only 57% of Americans believe in the biblical account of the Christmas story. You say, well, what's so important about that? Well, what's so important about it is that in 2014, the number was around 67% of people who believed in the biblical account of the Christmas story. And so attitudes are changing about how to celebrate Christmas. Today you've chosen to make, your commitment to Christ, religion, as a part of your Christmas, celebration, and that's good. And I'm glad you're here today, and I'm glad you came to church today to make this a part of what the Christmas celebration is all about. But again, what research is telling us is that in America, more and more people are choosing not to make, religion, the story of Christmas, the biblical account of Christmas, a part of the Christmas celebration. And so that gives us a challenge, and certainly it tells us, the change of attitude that we find in America. Now, I want to talk about this gift that God has given us. What's so important about this gift? Well, this gift is a wonderful gift that God has given. It is the gift of His Son. This gift was given in order that you and I may have eternal life. This gift at Christmas is all about your eternity. It's all about my eternity. So I want to talk about the gift. First of all, this gift is eternal. It is a gift that will last forever and ever and ever. It is the gift of eternal life. Some Christmas gifts that you receive, if there's mechanics involved in it or batteries involved in it or whatever, it may not last very long. A toy may not last as long as we want it to last. But this gift that God has given us is a gift that will last forever and ever and ever. So it is eternal life. John 3:16 tells us that. God's Christmas gift to us is essential. There's a lot of gifts that we can do without, really. there's a lot of gifts that, you know, we receive, and we appreciate all the gifts, but, you know, some gifts are really non-essential. But the gift of Jesus Christ, God's Christmas gift, is essential. Folks, this is a gift that you cannot do without. This is a gift that demonstrates to us God's great love to us, the love of the giver, but also it is this. It meets the greatest need of your heart and my heart. This gift is an essential gift. It is a gift that no one can do without. So this gift is very essential. This gift, thirdly, is very expensive. Some gifts we give can be more expensive than other gifts, you know. Really, it's not the price of the gift is not the most important thing. It really is the meaning of the gift. But this gift here, God's Christmas gift to us, this unspeakable gift that God has given us, this gift is a priceless gift because it cost Jesus Christ His very life. He went to the cross and died for our sins there. We showed the video this morning, and one reason we wanted to show that video is because the video makes the point. Jesus did not stay in the manger. Jesus eventually went to the cross, and He died for the sins of the world. And so this gift that God gave at Christmas, this gift is a priceless gift. It's a very expensive gift. You really cannot put a price on it. But fourthly, this gift is extensive. And what I mean by that is it covers everybody. This gift is a gift for every person. This gift is for whosoever will. This gift is a gift that covers every person, regardless of race, regardless of background, regardless of language, regardless of where you live in the world today. This is a gift that meets the greatest need of every person that's ever been born. This gift is exclusive. There is no other gift like this gift. Like I said, we enjoy gift giving. We enjoy giving gifts and receiving gifts. But what makes this gift exclusive is this. This gift can give you eternal life. This is a gift that can give us forgiveness. This is a gift that brings God's love into our life. And so what He says to us is this. I have given you a gift. And I want you to unwrap the greatest gift that you would ever be given. And that gift is Jesus Christ. You say, well, how do I unwrap that gift? Well, you unwrap that gift when you admit that He is God. That He is God who came to this earth. That He is the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, He is God in the flesh. So we admit that. Then we believe. We believe in Christ. We put faith in Him. We believe that He is the Savior. As the Christmas story says, this gift is very personal because unto you is born a Savior. So it is a very personal gift. And we rejoice in that. Now, why did He come? What is the reason Jesus Christ came into this world? Let's talk about that. First of all, Jesus Christ came to earth to show us what God is like. We can look at God's creation, and we can understand that God is powerful. We can understand that God, you know, created, you know, beauty, so He enjoys beauty and all that kind of thing. But you see, what this gift does, it shows us really what God is like. Because in the life of Jesus Christ, you know what we see? We see God's forgiveness. We see God's love. We see God's mercy. We see God's grace. And see, creation cannot tell you that. You don't get that from creation, but you get that from the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to show us what God was like. He came to show us how to really live life. This gift of Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, gives us abundant life. It is a life filled with joy. It's a life filled with all that life can give to us is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth to show us how to really live. He came to show us what God is really like. But also Jesus came to this earth that we could trust God, that we could learn to trust God and put faith in Him and believe in Him. Through the miracles of Jesus, through the life of Jesus, through the faithfulness of Jesus, through the promises of Jesus, through all of this we learn, through this gift, that we can trust in Him. And then another reason that He came was in order that we could have forgiveness of sin and have eternal life in heaven. This is the gift that gets us to heaven. This is the gift that takes us to the very presence of God. It is the gift of Jesus Christ. And so when we think about this Christmas and we think about all the gifts and gift giving and exchange and whatever you do, you know, to celebrate Christmas at your house, then what I want to remind you of is to do this. Please don't forget to include in your Christmas celebration the reason for the season. You know, one of the things that I like to do is to do what I did this morning, is just to read the Christmas story. You don't have to expound upon it. You don't have to, you know, really get into the depth of it and everything. But at your Christmas celebration that you do at your house, just open the Bible, read that story. And it's just a great reminder of how great this gift is that God has given us. Now, here's another thing, and I'll bring all this to a close this morning. Here's another thing. In order for you to receive this gift, you know what you're going to do? You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to open this gift. And as I said before, what that is simply believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, admitting our need for Him, acknowledging who He is, acknowledging the fact that God has given us a gift that we cannot do without, and that is the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'd encourage you today, if you've not opened that gift, would you open that gift today? You know, if you opened that gift today, that would be a gift that you would remember the rest of your life. Some gifts we receive, you know, sometimes we remember them, sometimes we don't. But when we receive Jesus Christ, that is a gift that we remember for the rest of our lives, because it is the gift that will change your life. You know, years ago here at Bloodline, what we used to do this skit called Your Place at the Manger. And I enjoyed doing that. We may do that again. But I made the point in talking about your place at the manger that everybody had their place at the manger. You know, Joseph had his place, Mary had her place, the shepherds had their place, the wise man had their place, the angels had their place. Everybody had their place at the manger. God has a place for you at the manger. You know where it's found? It's found right at the foot of the cross. And that is the person of Jesus Christ. This morning I'm going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing. We're going to sing an invitation hymn this morning, Silent Night. And if you've never opened this greatest gift that God's given, I'd invite you to open that gift this morning and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's a place at the manger for you. Let's stand together, please, and sing.